Demon King Astfagel surfs the space-time continuum in pursuit of junior wizard Rincewind and teenage demonologist Eric Thursley. He's a bit exercised. Rincewind, you see, fell by accident into the magic circle, expertly drawn by young Eric, to whom three wishes have now been duly granted, and now all three are used up, leaving Rincewind and Eric marooned at the beginning of time. This would be much clearer if you'd listened to the previous episode, so blame yourself. As King Astfagel surfs towards them, he is overtaken by a small chest, from which sprout hundreds of little pink legs. King Astfagel lands on the beach at the beginning of time.
Aha!
There is no one there.
Oh.
There are hundreds of footprints in the sand, running backwards and forwards, as though something with many feet has been frantically searching and then has vanished.
Huh?
Then, at the edge of the surf, King Astfagel spots the unmistakable signs of a recently vacated magic circle.
So, where are we?
It's a gateway, a dread portal.
Yes, I can see that.
You don't have to be damned to work here, but it helps.
Sorry, it's just I thought you said you could get us back to your place, and this isn't really your place, is it?
Well, I think I did very well to get it to function at all. You see, the thing is with Magic Circle Pro 2.1, if you rewrite the source codex and route it through a high-level reconfiguration into the random
access... Yes, marvellous! And what will you people think up next? The thing is, I think it's quite possible that we are in hell.
Oh?
You know, the place with all the demons in it.
Oh, is that a doorbell?
No, don't touch it!
It would be a lazy use of language to say that the thing opening the door is a nightmare. Nightmares are usually daft affairs about your socks coming alive or giant carrots jumping out of hedgerows. The thing in the doorway is the kind of terrifying thing that can only be created by someone sitting down and thinking horrible thoughts very clearly. It has more tentacles than legs, but fewer arms than heads.
Uh-oh.
Hello. My name is Urgelflogger.
Stone of the Pit!
And lovely guardian of the Dread Portal, how may I help you? I am your host for today, and we will be commencing your corrective therapy, which we hope to make as instructive and enjoyable as possible, with due regard to all the rights of you, the customer.
So this is hell, is it?
It certainly is.
How may I help you?
I know. Don't blame me. If it was up to me, it would be the old burning thingies up the what's-it, Toot Sweet. We had a tradition of service, you see. Fat lot he cares. People used to feel that we were taking an interest, that they weren't just numbers, but, well, victims. Come in.
Come in.
Actually, we're not even here.
If you was, the wars play this music all day long.
Well, it calls it music. And then there's potted plants. He says it gives a place a friendly and open aspect.
I've seen King Gardeners break down and cry.
Dead is not
a chopping machine. That's a good one, though. We only used to drown people in lakes of Cappy. We didn't make them buy it by the cup.
We're not dead.
Of course you are. Else you wouldn't be here.
If I was to catch any live people down here...
No, sorry. Do you mean you weren't told?
Told what?
That's modern management for you. They just don't consult the people who do the work.
No, they never come down here, you know. They're just really...
Would you like me to have a word?
Would you?
Yes, I'd be happy to.
That's very kind of
you. We'd better go, so as we're not late for our appointment. Hmm?
Oh, yes, our appointment.
Yes.
Thanks very much, guys.
No worries. Bye now.
Bye.
This is where we run, right?
No, this is where we walk. Just walk. The important thing is to act nonchalant. The important thing is to get the timing right.
About now?
About now, yes. Run!
In the breakout zone of the open plan office, the sublords of Hell tremble.
Now it is time.
But if he even suspects, he has a foul temper. Look at the memos he'd send.
But what is it we do? I ask you, brothers, where is the harm? Or would you all like to undergo another policy review? Another consultative document? Whose turn is it to mentor the sustainability program rollout?
All right, all right. Where does he get this stuff? Where does he dream it all up?
He gets it from the humans. I've been watching them. They can be extremely useful. Like that little worm, Rincewind.
I don't understand. Where are the furnaces? Where are the flames?
Well, look, look. There's a demon with some of the damned.
And this is where we stayed in the fifth circle. Only you can't see where we stayed. It was just off there to the left. Sorry.
What's he doing?
Showing them his holiday snaps.
And this is that funny couple we met. You'd never believe it. They lived on the icy plains of doom. With that lovely little spaniel they had called Roy.
Soon after, the luggage arrives at the dread portal. It examines the hinges, backs away and prepares to take a run-up. The dread portal, being sentient and knowing what is good for it...
There's some more of the damned. They're on a sort of giant hamster wheel.
Yeah, only it's for people. Hang on a minute, isn't that...
Hello there! Hop on!
Right,
It's amazing how you meet our friends down here.
Ponce de Quirm.
What's name?
I'm a parrot.
So you didn't find the Fountain of Youth, then?
Oh, no, I did. Deep in the jungle. Very impressive. And I had a good long drink. Started to feel myself getting younger, for sure. But? Forgot to boil it first.
Well, it's lovely to see you, but we can't stay on this wheel forever.
We have to, I think.
We're not dead.
We need to try and find a way out.
Well, there is the back way for visitors at the foot of those cliffs. Way over there.
Blimey, we'll never get there. Has it struck anyone that this wheel seems to be going faster?
Look behind you. Your luggage has got on it. I think it's trying to catch us up.
Rincewind!
Oh, dear. Hi!
Now, humans, I have you. And now...
What?
Oh, my lord, well done!
Well, it was nothing. I knew you people wouldn't track him down.
These trivial beings, sire. Your promotion!
Promotion? But I am king.
Oh, but sire... I speak for us all when I say that is no title for a demon such as you. A demon whose grasp of organizational matters and priorities, whose insight and intellectual capabilities have taken us to new depths.
Oh, well, no.
From the widest strategy to the tiniest detail.
Of course.
And so the council has met and unanimously decided, Lord, to create an entirely new award in honor of your appalling achievement.
What award?
The position, sire, of Supreme Life President of Hell!
With your own much larger office. Oh, the speaking tube, sire, down which you may communicate with your underlings.
Ah.
With the latest in diaries, 2 eons to a page, a coloured marker pen.
Let us go there without delay, for I suspect that you cannot wait to get to grips with the mighty tasks that confront you there.
But hang on. These mighty tasks...
Nothing less than a complete, full, authoritative, in-depth analysis of our role, function, priorities and goals.
With forward planning?
Yes!
Well, I shall need special staff in order to formulate the correct manner. Oh, and in order to analyze information, I'll need a
set of matrices.
Is this where we run?
Where we walk, nonchalantly, calmly, and,
fast?
You got it.
It is essential that the three wishes bring happiness to the greatest number of people, and this is what, in fact, has happened. The Tezumen are happy. They've poisoned all their priests and adopted enlightened atheism, which still means they can kill as many people as they like, but don't have to get up so early to do it.
Arms and the man I sing!
The people of Tzort and Ephebi are happy.
And that possbird, whose kidnapping our manly passions stirred!
At least the ones who write and feature in the dramas of history are happy, which is all that matters. Now that their long war is over, they can get on with the proper concern of civilized nations, which is to prepare for the next one. And the people of Hell are happy. The old traditional tortures are now being inflicted again. The damned have been given that insight which makes hardship so easy to bear. The certain knowledge that things could be worse.
I can see blue sky.
Yeah!
Oh, where do you think we'll come out?
Oh.
And when?
Well, anywhere, anytime.
There's writing on some of these steps.
Yeah.
This one says... I meant it for the best.
Yes, look, this one says, for the sake of the children.
Weird.
Yeah. Hey, I tell you what, I think they're good intentions. This is the road to hell, after all.
Yeah. Oh, we are equal opportunity employers. Yeah. We can just be friends.
And the new Supreme Life President of Hell is happy in his office. Although... there doesn't seem to be anyone on the other end of his speaking tube.
Hello. Hello?
But he has lots to do. He must begin his in-depth policy review. He unscrews the top of his new pen.
What business are we in? We are in the damnation business. Yes!
In Terry Pratchett's Eric, adapted by Robin Brooks, Rincewind was Mark Heap, Eric Will Howard, Astfogel Nicholas Murchie, Urgle Flogger Jack Claff, and the narrator Rick Warden. Other parts were played by Robert Blythe, Ben Crowe, and Michael Shelford. The director was Jonkel Panting.